From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. More than 120 people are dead after a series of attacks in Paris Friday night. A large number of people were held hostage at a concert hall. Police later stormed the building, and French police say at least 100 people were killed there. President François Hollande has declared a state of emergency and ordered France's borders closed, an unprecedented act in 21st century Europe. Speaking through an interpreter, Mr. Hollande said the French public should trust police and other authorities to handle the situation.
I'm asking here for you to maintain your trust in what the security forces can do to protect the populations from terrorist attacks. Long live the Republic, long live France.
One of the first bombings was just outside a sports stadium where President Hollande and a crowd of thousands were watching a football match between France and Germany. Attackers also targeted restaurants and bars in a crowded central area of the French capital. At the White House, President Barack Obama said the coordinated attacks in Paris were an outrageous attempt to terrorize civilians.
This is an attack on all of humanity and the universal values that we share. We stand prepared and ready to provide whatever assistance that the government and the people of France need to respond.
The French police said late Friday that they believe all of the attackers involved in the shootings and bombings in Paris are dead. Michel Cadeau, the head of the Paris police, said that while all of the attackers are believed to have died, authorities are searching for possible accomplices in the attacks that left more than 120 dead. This is VOA News. Patrick Kennedy is an adjunct professor of political sciences at Sciences Po in Paris. He was in a cafe in the 10th arrondissement when Friday's attacks occurred. He said from the French capital that people there are in a state of shock.
It seemed, you know, initially there's a sense of frustration. You know, I saw actually a bar fight or kind of someone kind of screaming at each other right when I walked outside. And there's just a kind of disillusionment, a sense of anger and frustration, I think, in the early stages, especially when the information is not very clear. I really kind of feel a sense it's very emotional here right now. You know, I saw a few people kind of crying as they had reports, and you could tell that perhaps they knew people in the area and they were really kind of scared. So there was this kind of this overwhelming sense of frustration, of emotion. I'm not really sure what emotion there is, but it's just a process of trying to figure out exactly what was happening. Why was this happening again in Paris?
Kennedy said that many people are concerned that they will not be able to get home after being ordered to stay in place, but that they are cooperating with authorities. No one has claimed responsibility for the deadly attacks in Paris. VOA national security correspondent Jeff Selden says that attacks like Friday's in the French capital require a great deal of coordination, which is not characteristic of either Islamic State or Al-Qaeda's operations in Western Europe.
Some of the analysts I've been talking to are saying that, look, this attack, this type of attack with the mass scale is not easy to carry out. It requires a lot of planning, and it shows more sophistication in terms of that planning, in terms of that organization, than anything they've seen so far from either the Islamic State or even recently from Al-Qaeda, specifically with those groups outside of areas, outside of countries where they have strongholds. And again, this is an attack in Western Europe, and nothing like this has been seen in quite some time in terms of the sophistication.
That's VOA's national security correspondent, Jeff Selden. World leaders have responded with shock and outrage to the attacks in Paris. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said she was deeply shaken by the news from the French capital. Russian President Vladimir Putin said in a statement he sent his deep condolences to the people of France and said Russia stands ready to provide any and all assistance needed. British Prime Minister David Cameron said he was shocked by the events in the French capital. He said Britain will do whatever it can to help. And the U.S. Embassy in Paris is making every effort to account for U.S. citizens in the city. U.S. citizens can call 1-888-407-4747 from the United States or 202-501-4444 from overseas. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.